Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? What is up? What is up? July 5th, 2016. I hope you're having an amazing day. We're fresh off Canada Day. We're fresh off Independence Day here in the U.S. Everybody's free. Or are we free? Are you really free? Are you free to do what you want, when you want, with who you want? I hope you are. If you aren't, I hope that is what you are striving towards. Because let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there ain't nothing like being free. There is nothing like getting out from underneath the control of other people and their opinions. And I don't mean just free from a job. I mean free from judgment. I mean free from worrying about what other people think about you. I mean free to actually be the individual who you've always wanted to be. What is that? What is it to you? Man, it's just there's so much to do and so little time to do it. If you actually sat and thought about how many different ways there are to earn income, how many different ways there are to get in shape. You know, if you just drop right now and do 20 push-ups, if you can do 20, do it. If you can do four, whatever it is, just do it. You're gradually going to get in shape mentally, reading and just not just reading, but doing and implementing what it is that you're reading. I mean, so many times we're swimming and swimming and swimming in information and we're drowning and we don't even know we're drowning until we look up. It's 5 o'clock. You ever had this happen to you? You look up, it's 5 o'clock, and your eyes are bleeding because all of this stuff that you've been reading and reading and reading, and you think, you know what? I didn't do anything today. All I did was do research. All I did was just learn. And that's great. You got to learn in order to earn. But at some point, the imperfect plan has to get launch, or you're going to be sitting there staring at that same information over and over and over. And I've been guilty of it. Both hands in the air. I bought every course. I think I bought every course there I was ever to buy. You know, Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and YouTube and funnel building and funnel hacking and funnel this and product creation. And all of them were really good products. But it doesn't matter if they're good products if I never actually did anything with them. I've seen people make thousands of dollars on Amazon, for example. Just going to Target, buying a $2 item on a clearance sale, selling it on Amazon for $32 or eBay. And look, that is significant. You know, restaurants only have a 20 to 30% markup. You got somebody who owns a contractor business. Think about how easy it is to make money compared to how other people make money. You run a contracting business. Number one, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you have a contracting? Insurance. I mean, that to me, if the amount of money people pay in workers' comp and general liability insurance and all these things you need just to be able to go out and drive a nail into a board using a hammer cost a ton of money before you can even get going. If you want to do it legitimately, you know, if you want to do it legitimately, then you make sure you protect your assets. So when we're in the online world, where a lot of people listen to my show, you want to get into the online world, you want to learn how to do it, don't get caught up majoring in minor things. Don't go, well, I'm going to hook up my website and got to get this image just right. You don't got to get the image just right at all. You don't even have to have an image. You got to have an idea. You got to have enthusiasm to help other people. What is it? What is it that you want to help other people do? And if you don't ever answer, I don't have a skill. Of course you got a skill. You know, being able to wake up, being able to walk forward and balance yourself is a skill. Being able to get to the gym is a skill. Being able to have a conversation with somebody, being able to influence anybody to do anything, even if it's your children. And good Lord, if you can influence your children, I'll buy your program, okay? There's so many different ways that you can capture your skill set and help other people do that. And maybe you don't have a lot of money. Do you have any credit? Do you have the ability to tap into credit? Can you use a credit card? And I'm not advocating running up credit cards. But look, at some point in time, you're going to have to tap into something if you really believe that you'll be able to generate income with the imperfect plan. All right, not swimming in all this information. Nobody's going to pay you to read or study how to do this or how to do that. Actually implementing your passion. If you think you can get that money back in a month, 2 months, 3 months, look, 20% on a credit card, you realize that's annualized, right? What is that, 1.5% a month? That's not a lot of money to pay to get credit. Where that starts to eat in and cost a lot of money is over and over and over. That compounding interest is now 1.5% on the new balance, on top of the 1.5% from the previous month, on top of the 1.5%. But look, you're talking to a guy that's bought houses on credit cards and then refinanced it out 6 months later. I'm not afraid to charge. My TransUnion and Experian and Equifax credit reports will show you I use a significant amount of my revolving debt that's available because I know and I have confidence in myself. Boy, isn't that a big deal, having confidence in yourself. I'm confident that I'll be able to recoup that. I'll be able to sell products to earn income. Look, I must have spent $8,000 just on travel last month getting to events to be able to speak with no guarantee. No guarantee that I would sell one dime of my product from the platform and be able to pay those credit cards down. But what do I operate on? I operate on faith, which is good, but I also operate on experience. I've been on the side of the coin where I've went to an event and sold nothing, and I was out $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, and I've gone to events where I've sold $150,000 and was able to pay my bills and live for a couple of months, okay, until I'm always reinvesting. I'm not sitting on $100,000, you know, bathing in $100 bills. I hate even the thought of that, okay? I just don't do it. I reinvest in my business and my product and my message and, of course, training and things like that. But you got to have faith that you actually have a product, a service that's going to be able to be utilized, and it doesn't need to be perfect. And once you have experience, that even gives you more faith. That even gives you more confidence that, you know, I remember a couple years ago when I went to an event and I paid all my airfare and hotel and everything ahead of time, not knowing what was going to happen, and a good thing happened. You know, our neighbor just lost their dog last night, 4th of July here in the U.S., and they were frantic. They're looking. It's an Australian Shepherd, and they were running up and down the street. The neighbors were looking. I mean, just they were panicked. And they're like, "You seen our dog? You seen our dog?" "I haven't seen your dog, but boy, I know that feeling. We lost our border collies in a snowstorm a few years back." And I said, "Here's the good news." And I'm not that guy that says, "Oh, I know how you feel. This is what I hate that when people give advice." But I have had experience in this. Dogs will find their way back more often than not. Our vet told us when we lost our dog, he said, "Look, they can go 6 months and they'll find their way back." You know, even in the coldest of winter, harshest winters. Well, our dogs were gone 14 hours from 4 in the afternoon till 6 in the morning the next day. And they finally came home. They were beaten up, ragged. They just looked like they'd been through the war. I don't even know what they did, the party they must have had while they were gone. But they found their way back. And good news is, I just found out, our neighbor sent an email out just before I got on this podcast this morning. They found their dog, which is amazing. The dog came back. So I was right. Thank God. I don't want to be that guy that wasn't right about that, because I don't like to give that kind of comforting advice. But you just try to have faith. Been down that road, have faith. And when I coach people, I say have faith in your ability. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in that even if you haven't seen the fruits of your labor, I have. Through your eyes, I can tell you that it's going to happen for you when you step up. But let me tell you something. Nothing happens until you take the step. It doesn't work the other way around. You don't get the reward. You don't get the money before you do anything. That never happens to anybody ever. Even the people that win the lotto had to have gone and bought a ticket. As stupid as that thing is, gambling, they had to have actually bought a ticket in order to have won the lotto. You know? And I mentioned credit, and this is the part where I'm telling you, there's a guy named Stefan. I gave him credit on my Facebook page yesterday. He started with a 507 credit score. 507 with no horrible credit, no revolving credit whatsoever. Now his credit score is over 750 and he has over $100,000 of available credit. Could you use $100,000 in available credit? How much would that help you? Do you have a bad credit score? Go to creditrepairfast.net. Go to creditrepairfast.net. I'm telling you, our Facebook group is 9,000 strong. I personally raised my own credit score 56 points in 30 days as a result of using this very easy, very simple program. Go to creditrepairfast.net, jump on board, and give me a shout out in the Facebook group. A lot of people have so far that have joined, and you will have access to lines of credit as well. I'm telling you, it's the real deal. I don't promote anything I haven't done myself. All right? So back to the message. Have faith. Stop reading. Stop watching all the videos. Stop following people on the internet. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying too much of that is bad. There's a law of diminishing returns to absorbing all of this information. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, you're like, Sam, I'm guilty. You said it in the first 30 seconds of this show. Sam, I'm guilty. I'm a reader. I'm a watcher. I view all this stuff. I got it all. You know what to do. You know what to do. Why are you not doing it? Because you don't have the experience, because you don't have those wins under your belt to prove to you that you can do it. And I'm telling you, you got to walk by faith, not by fear. You got to walk by faith, not by fear. There isn't anybody ever that's ever done anything worth a you know what that hasn't had that terrifying feeling like they're in the front seat of the roller coaster and they're just about to go down the other side of the hill. Put everything at risk. They're putting everything at risk just to do what it is that they finally love to do. I've been there. Put everything at risk. Everything. Moving my family, losing relationships, losing friendships, finding out that, wow, this is an exhilarating ride. And when you get off the roller coaster and it stops and those air brakes go on, what do? You take a deep breath like, damn, that was a wild ride. That's life. That's the way life's supposed to be lived. Life isn't supposed to be on the merry-go-round, on the horse, and he's up and down. And that's the job, man. You already know how that ride ends. You already know. You can see it. But I'm telling you, every roller coaster ride is not the same, because there's a new turn, a new twist, a new corkscrew, a new feeling you have, a new seat you're sitting in that you never sat in before. And it's a wild ride. But you always arrive back safely. Why? Because they test that coaster. They've done it 1,000 times. They know it's going to ride back safely. You just don't think it's going to because you've never been on it before. That's life, man. I'm here to tell you. I'm the guy that owns the roller coaster of life right now. And I'm here to tell you I've been on that ride. No, I don't own it. This guy got a God complex. He owns a roller coaster. No, just go with it. It's the Imperfect Podcast. Throwing stuff out there. I'm saying I've been on that roller coaster before. And I'll be on it again. And I'll be riding right with you, cheering you on. I want to put you in the front seat and say, have a ball, man. Have fun. We'll go and get back safe and sound. I'm not saying you're not going to be scared you know what less, but I am saying it's going to be worth it. It's a wild ride, man. Get on! Let's do it. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.